What's up, everybody? It's your man, Danelle, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. Omaha Fatty, coming to you with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha.
And this one, oh man, this is about to be a good one. Like, usually I have business owners. I've had a couple friends on, but I've never had a family member on. And my brother, you know, my wife and kids don't want to be on the podcast. So I reached out to my brother to ask him, like, if he would want to come on. Even though he's not in Omaha, he's my family. And, like, you know, it's about me. The show is about me and what I experience and encounter. So my brother, David Dewberry, and over there in Ohio. What up, man?
What's happening, man? How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm good. How are you?
I'm man, just blessed, man, in the midst of all this corona madness, man.
I know, right? Like, yeah, that's the crazy thing. So that was a big reason for me wanting to, like, get you on and get, like, a different perspective outside of the Omaha, like, Nebraska area, and see, like, back home what's going on. Like, you said that you just went back to work, so are you guys, like, not locked down anymore?
No, we're not technically on the lockdown, but we did have some what do you want to call it, some trade or whatever that opened back up. Our state, Ohio, I would say our governor is one of the most aggressive, you know, when it came down to the lockdown and the stay-at-home order, because it was a gradual. And then I've been off roughly since, I want to say, March the 20th, somewhere around there. And then I went back this past Monday. So it's definitely different just to get back to work and see all the precautions, man, that we've done at our job, from the social distancing in the break areas, even the restrooms. You know, that caught me off guard. You know, went to use the restroom and all that stuff. Even my wife, who is a children's services case service manager, even there, they have, like, an alternative work schedule where she works, like, a week, then off a week, because they have so many people inside the office to be able to distance that way, you know. So, man, it's been crazy, man.
And what do you do again?
I am a logistics and a production supervisor at a former Chrysler plant, you know, so.
Basically, it sounds like you just said you make a lot of money. That's what I don't know.
we have roughly like 1,700 people in our plants, man. You know, our facility. So we have a bigger facility. And we just call people back, or specific jobs back, by necessity. So we're probably running at about roughly less than 20% capacity with our workers. You know.
Yeah, okay. See, and that's crazy. So, you know, the line of work that I'm in, we're like 97% working from home. Yeah. Like, at first they were like, we're going to do this pilot with you guys, and you guys use your own equipment and whatnot. And then, like, the next week they gave us, like, not even a day's notice. They were like, hey, today you guys got to come out and get a tower and a monitor. I'm like, bro, how y'all just going, like, can I get some notice? But, you know, usually I have two monitors, but I don't have a computer desk or anything, so I'm just on the dining room table.
Yeah.
You know, we got a big table, so it's on the opposite end over there, but one monitor is cool. Like, they asked us, like, a few weeks back if we wanted to get a second monitor, and I'm like, nah. I mean, I feel like, right, I'm still being efficient with one monitor. I don't need to come get a second one. So, but it's, you know, nothing's really changed aside from being home with Mitzi and the kids, man. So, you know, she just went back to this is her second week back,
I think.
So, you know, it's crazy.
It's crazy because, you know, we have children in college too, you know, so they had to come home, you know. So to have them back home after they've been off to college for 2 years, you know, that's a whole different experience. Just having them back in the house, you know, they've experienced life, you know, right, and that to come back home, you know, to some sense of rules and regulations, they're not feeling that, man.
Right.
You know?
Freedom!
Yeah, that's how it is, man. They're like, Dad, Pop, you tripping, man. I'm like, no. We run a tight ship around here, so.
That's funny. They doing all right though?
Yeah, they doing good, man. The twins doing pretty good. They back home. And even the youngest, Maya, she on her last week of school, 4 more days. And she'll be a freshman in high school next year, so.
Yep, her and Jamila, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sent out an email this week to tell us when, or I think it was this week for Jamila to go pick up stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, man, I forgot. I got to go and try to pick up stuff for Aria tomorrow from her school.
Too.
Luckily for us, man, the school is right in the neighborhood, so like I can shoot over there real quick over lunch, but hopefully it don't take too long.
Yeah.
Because I totally forgot, but man, I think whatever.
This whole, man, back home, man, is just the malls just opened up the other day.
I saw you post talking about you wanted to go window shopping.
Yeah, I really wanted to go in the mall, man, but the way this is a virus set up, I was like, I don't know, I might pass for a little bit, you know. But they say about 25% of the mall is open, pretty much a couple of shoe stores and a couple of places, the bigger stores like Nordstrom's and Macy's and all that, JCPenney, they're still closed, you know, curbside stuff.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like I go out, I get food and I get groceries. That's about it. Like I did go to the dojo the other week, but I didn't participate. Other people were out there training and stuff, but I was sitting there. I got my mask on and stuff. Yeah. And I'm just like, but it's weird, man, because you're used to like be like, oh, what up, man? You know, so yeah. Like when people go to do that, you're like,
yeah,
okay. Then I'm like, I'm gonna pass that time. I mean, I've been like that anyway, though. So like,
yeah.
it was just weird. Like even when mom came over after Easter, like. I think a week or two after Easter, and she came over. I was like, you got to stay outside. I was like, we'll bring some chairs out. We could all sit outside. Like, you can't come in the house. Like, it was weird.
Jayla, she finally, one of her friends got engaged. So they went down to Florida. They left Saturday morning. I told her, I said, hey, when you come back, you need to stay somewhere for about a week or so. You need to quarantine yourself. You know, I love you, but, you know, hey, you know, we still.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I don't know. Like, it's hard to do. Like, I don't have a problem, like, staying at home and as much of a problem as I thought it would because I'm always trying to be out and about. But I've been, like I said, I've been consuming myself with just working overtime. Like,
yeah.
But when I get around people, man, it's, like, people that I know, it's easy to be like, oh, man, what up, man? Like, dap it up. Yeah. You know, that's what I said at the beginning. I said, this is going to be hard for Black folks. Black folks be all, you know, hey, brother. So, like, oh, man, I was like, it's going to be tough. But I will tell you one thing, man. Like, it makes me want to chop people in the neck a little more, though, because, you know, there's a couple places, like the grocery store, the Rotella Bread, the bakery outlet here. I was standing in line, and this lady was, like, right behind me. She had a mask on, too, and stuff. But I'm like, why are you right behind me? Like, made sure to turn around and give her like a mean mug. I'm like, give me 6 feet.
Hey, like, hey, I was at I want to say like the CVS little corner drugstore or whatever. This is when everything first started. And it was a guy, he was like directly behind me. I'm like, hey, man, I need like 18 feet. And he was like, it was out of only 6 feet. I said, it's three of me, it's me, myself, and I.
Oh, I saw that post too, yeah.
Yeah, hey, you need to back up a little bit. Hey, man, you know. But it's calming down here. I just looked at some numbers earlier today, and they were talking about like not only, but 27,000 cases in Ohio. You know, and our county is actually really blessed, man. We haven't had a terrible amount in Montgomery County here. You know, like I said, Governor Mike DeWine, he really put the state, when I was saying lockdown, it was like we were on lockdown.
Yeah.
So. The most I've done outside of going to the store, just ride my bike and jogging here, even in the midst of that, you know, still kind of some type of way with that.
Right, know? Yeah. And that's the thing, man. Like, I see you still being active. I'm like, man, I need to be active too. Like, but then I'm like, so this is the way I've been doing it most days, even on the weekend, man. But like, I'll get up early or a little early. And go in or clock in or whatever.
Yeah.
And then at the end of my shift, I work like an hour, 2 hours, just depending on the day, sometimes three. And I'll take a break for like a couple hours to have dinner and to chill with the family for a bit. And then I'll come back and work at like 9 at night. Yeah. And then just do like another hour or two just mm-hmm. to. And they paying double time, man. So I'm like, I gotta, you know, yeah. I mean, especially if I'm not gonna be here too much longer, just depending on what happens, like, you right, know, right. Or, you know, it's a blessing to be at home because, man, there were a couple points where I felt like I was about to say something to somebody, and I was like, oh. But yeah, this working from home has really extended my stay at my job, but we'll see what happens with that. But I just don't have any motivation, man, to go and like do anything physical after I get done with all that work.
Yeah, and then see, and here, man, it was the break for me was much needed. You know, just getting off of work, we got so much. I accomplished so much personally. You know, Jennifer and I are working on a couple business ventures. So my time off, it allowed me to really get some stuff done with the state, get some stuff, some licensing done, some certifications, take some online classes. So I was extremely productive, you know. So by like that 6 week, I was kind of ready to go back to work. But then I got back the other day and I was like, oh.
Can we get a couple more days?
Yeah, I was like, I could have did another week or two, you know. But like I said, man, we have it good, man. Like I said, Jennifer, she works a week, then she's off a week. They gave her the county gave her over 400 COVID vacation hours. And then even when she's off a week, they pay her at 100%. You know, so she's able to take vacation when she wants to in 400 plus hours. And then the week she off, gets 100% pay. You know, well, I know some people that I was talking to that just went back to work with me. They just received their first unemployment check after being off 7 or 8 weeks.
Mm.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. That's tough, yeah. Man. Like, you know, for us, like, we would have been cool for a little bit, but, you know, with both of us not, like, if both of us couldn't work,
yeah,
you know, it would have been like, ooh, like, yeah, yeah. Hey, man. But, you know, I will say, for as many complaints as I have about, like, my job, I was fortunate to have a job still. And there was, it was a blessing in disguise to still be there. And, like, because I was, like, putting in applications and stuff, man, and telling my manager that I wasn't about to be around. And then I had to tell him, I was like, man, I guess plans change. Like, I'm not applying right now because I'm not trying to go on an interview unless I don't even know how a virtual interview would work at this point. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I can't, you know, whatever. I'm here. So
yeah. You said, whatever, I'm here. Huh?
Yeah, I'll do the job while I'm here. But, you know, the day that I have to go back will be the day that I start putting in that. Well, actually, if I know ahead of time, I'm going to start putting in applications again. Like, because, man, they be stressing me.
You know, even, you know, I coach high school football and track. You know, that's been affected. That's been crazy. You know, with we were dead in the middle of the beginning of track season. Dead in the middle of our off-season football conditioning and weightlifting and all that was hard. And our heart went out to a lot of the seniors.
Yeah.
You know, that did the experience like graduations, like traditional.
Right, yep.
Like even our track team had a very great opportunity to go pretty far in our state championship. Like our seniors that didn't get a chance to compete, you know, makes me really, you know, just talking to them, you know, it makes you really appreciative of just, you know, we graduated years ago, you know, being able to look back and look through our pictures and we were with our friends and our family and got to walk across the stage and all that stuff.
You did. I didn't. You did. You know. But I feel you. Yeah, I had the choice though. I had the choice, and I decided not to. So that was, I just wasn't feeling that. So that was
even man, like school dances and just all that stuff, man.
They
didn't get none of that stuff. Prom, none of that stuff.
Shoot, I was telling. I've been telling people. Jamila, she put on a virtual sleepover the other day.
That's crazy.
Because she was like, I can't see my homies. Like.
You know, and we, like football, we've been having like Zoom meetings
yep.
a couple of times a week. You know, my daughter, she plays volleyball, and she, they have a Zoom workout. You know, they all get together on Zoom and work out that way. So, man, it's definitely increased flexibility, you know, being able to do things differently.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We were talking about this too. Like, I mean, of all the times in life for this to happen, like, this is the most fortunate time because there's so many options with technology.
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily mess up. I mean, you still, the stuff with school and, like, missing out, you know, walking down, you know, on the stage and all that, they won't get that. But there's still, for different things, there's still a bunch of options for people to, you know, to work from home and all.
Yeah.
Years ago, people wouldn't have been able to do that. Like,
absolutely, yeah.
So,
especially with dial-up internet.
Yep, yep. Man. Yeah, people would have just been like, well, you just got to come to work or not get a check. Like, I don't know. And still, it is like that for some people. Like Debbie, she says she, you know, they don't have it where they can work from home, so she's still got to go in. And, you know, she's part time, but she's been thinking about retiring. So
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely it's made things here, at least for us, you know, a lot more. I think we're a lot more thankful, you know.
I hope a lot of people are like that, man.
Yeah, man. So we were not hit hard, you know. Our family, you know, we just were fortunate to have a buffer financially, fortunate to have flexibility in our jobs. I went on unemployment for a little bit, but even in the getting still, like I was telling you, there are people that just now off 8 weeks getting their first unemployment checks, even though they got a lump sum at one time. I couldn't imagine going 8-9 weeks, you know, without any source of income.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That would have been tough. And like, for people who don't necessarily have, you know, people live check to check and stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like we've been so fortunate to not ever have to do that. But man, you know, we grinded for a lot of years though. So oh man, so. Like I was saying, my manager's like, hey, man, don't get burned out from all this overtime. I'm like, bro, you don't even know. Like, if I got a goal, man, I'm kind of OCD with it. Like, I'm not even worried about being burned out, bro. Like, you know, I'm not training right now, so all my time is just being devoted to work. Like,
yeah.
And it doesn't feel like work a lot of times because the girls are here and stuff. So, like, I'm not – like, that's the biggest thing. I tell them, like, I'm not trying to work overtime because my time outside of work is more – valuable than my time here for overtime. Like, I don't care if you pay me time and a half. Like, it doesn't replace what I'm trying to do outside of here. So
yeah. But
now being at home and being around them, like, they'll sit at the table. Mitzi will be on the couch or something or whatever. So it's like I'm working, but we talking and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's crazy, huh?
Yeah, man.
The young Maya, because I was off while she's been off of school. You know, doing everything at home, and we treat it like a real school day. So I would get her up at 7:30 every day. She'd eat breakfast. She'd go to the kitchen table, get her laptop. Boom, she's doing her schoolwork. She'd take break like 11 o'clock, eat lunch, and then go to like 1:30. She would do that every day. And her grades, one of her teachers just sent us an email the other day talking about, hey, you know, she has her for two courses, and she had like 106% in one class and 109 because the level of focus now she has now, because she doesn't have that social aspect of everything. She just sits down, bangs her workout, you know. So it's helped. It actually helped her. This distance learning helped her, man.
That's good.
Whereas my her sister that's in college was like, Dad, I don't know how you took internet classes. This sucks. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to – you gotta be disciplined to do that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got to hold yourself accountable. Ain't nobody there like, that's a different world, man.
And, dude, we around here, they had like a Corona task force because some of these shops were opening up.
Oh, yep.
Non-essential.
Yep, I heard about that too. I heard about, like, around here. But, like, it don't make sense because – like, I went to the chiropractor, and they're supposed to be essential workers, but nobody had masks on in the chiropractic office and stuff. I'm like, why is that any different than you know, Mitzi working at the salon.
Yeah, I couldn't understand that. You know, whereas like Jayla, she's a manager at a Cold Stone, and they were open, and I couldn't I said, I don't know if ice cream is essential, but
yeah,
yeah, but hey, have at it. But you know, some smaller daycares where parents had essential jobs, they closed the smaller daycares.
Yeah, it just don't make sense.
It is, so how's this parent, this an essential worker, have to go to work, but they don't have any child care services? But
yeah,
then you open up an ice cream shop. I don't.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't get it either. Like, I know one of the guy or one of the bar owners around here, because this is one of the things that they did, and the governor was even pushing for takeout Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So, like, during all this time, but like, restaurants could stay open, and then like bar and grills, like if they were a bar that served food, they could stay open as well.
Yeah.
But like the people who were just bars are like, how is that any different, bro? Like, why do we have to stay closed, but they get to stay open just because they're serving food?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they just this past week, they allowed patio dining, you know, so now that's open. I guess next week the pools are supposed to open and all that stuff now.
The pool's opening?
Yeah, next week the pool's open.
Dude, I don't even know if the pool's going to open around here. Like, and they just, like, the establishments have opened back up, but they have restrictions on capacity. Like, it's like 50% right now, and you still have to maintain social distancing rules, but which I don't know how that works, because I, even when everything was shut down, there was one place that I went into twice, and like it, they have it's a Keno place in a restaurant.
Okay.
But people were sitting down playing Keno and stuff, man, and I'm like, I mean, they weren't right by each other. I mean, there were groups of people at tables together, but I mean, they were separated from other groups of people, but I'm like, how is that? I don't really know how that works. Like, well, whatever, man. Yeah, let me get my food and go.
That's it. That's it. So, I mean, that's where we at, man. But like I said, I'm like you, man. I just go where needed, get in, get out, get back home. And dude, it's crazy. I went to the grocery store the other day. They had 2 ounce bottles of hand sanitizer for like $4.99. I like 2 ounce bottle. I said, oh my God, man.
Bro, I got no shortage of hand sanitizer. I'm good, man. We got a few bottles.
We definitely good over here with sanitizer and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I'm like 2 ounces for $4.99.
Yeah, they be cracking. You hear about that one guy down in Tennessee at the beginning when this was all going down? He bought I don't even know, like it was some crazy number, but he was trying to sell them for like $70, $80 a bottle or something like that.
I could never understand the shortage of the toilet paper, man, or the paper.
I don't understand that either, man. Like, that's why I made that video, man, because I was like, bro, like, at first, this is the way it was for us. Like, we go to Sam's Club, so we already had toilet paper, so it wasn't like a big deal. But then we got down to like 10 rolls, and Mitzi was like, ooh.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We were keeping an eye out, you know, just if we saw any, I would see some, and I'm like, nah, that's not the brand we use. I'll wait. Yeah. And then it was like, oh man, I'm really not seeing any toilet paper anytime I go out.
Yeah.
And then they start putting the restrictions on it, like you can only get one. And I was like, bro, there was one day I went to Sam's Club and I saw people like coming out with shopping carts with toilet paper. There's people walking around. I was like, ooh, I'm gonna go and get it. I must have just missed out, man. There was no toilet paper back then.
That's
like,
bro. Yeah, because you know we coupon a little bit.
Yeah. So
stuff like that, like toilet paper, paper towels, we were cool on, but we was the same way. I was looking one day like, hey, you know, you know, we might. And I go to the store and it was like none, you know. And then I went back a couple days later and it was like the thinnest toilet paper. It was like 0.25 ply.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, you know, in all the stores around here, they're pretty much stocked now.
I think so. I don't know if they – I haven't been back to get any toilet paper, so I don't know if they still have the limit. But, you know, it was just one per person or whatever before. And I got this, I mean, it was like the double rolls or whatever, but it was kind of small, and it was like $18. And I was like, bro, because it was a different brand, because I got it from Baker's, because they still didn't have it at Sam's Club. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. I don't usually buy this brand, but that seems like it's kind of expensive, man. Like $18. Yeah. And then, of course, the next week, Mitzi saw some at Sam's Club and got some at Sam's Club. I'm like, man, I just spent $18 for nothing.
Oh, God, totally.
So I was like, you know, I had that idea about the toilet paper farmer for a minute, and it took me a while to do it.
Dude, when I tell you I watched that video, I probably got half of your views, bro. Man, I think that's like one of the funniest videos I ever seen.
I was like, everybody can relate to this, man. Like, people, like, I don't know where it started or why people started buying up toilet paper, but I was just like, man, I don't even know, man. I just got the idea. I was like, you know what, man? We don't have anything growing in the garden right now, man. I'm going to go make a little skit about growing toilet paper in the garden. So, I don't know. Yeah, I got a few people message her. Missy will be like, hey, my cousin or my aunt said that she saw your video and she, like, thought it was funny.
Man, that's hilarious, man. I sent it to everybody I know, man. Even you remember one of my friends, Jerome, who lived down in Texas, man. I sent it down there, and he said, bro, why is this so funny, man? Because, like you said, everybody can relate to it. Like, hey, I'm going to just go out and grow me some toilet paper.
Yeah, man. Well, because I was like, man, all these people talking about, like, being self-sufficient and, like, growing their own, like, vegetables and stuff, like, in their gardens at home and stuff. And I was like, man, it's kind of hard to be self-sufficient for toilet paper. You can't just go out and make your own toilet paper.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what if you could farm it? So I told Jamila, I said, hey, like, I'm gonna need you to like be the camera person for me, like, I gotta make this video. And she's like, all right. So she stayed on me about it because I just was working so much that I wasn't getting it done. And it's funny because I shot it funny, so the parts where I got the beard, like, at the end is actually shot before when I was shaved. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I pay no attention to that.
I shaved to make sure I could do the beginning so it would look like it was weeks past.
Right, right.
So I had the beard.
I didn't even pay attention to that, yeah. Oh, man, I was, I was supposed to be in Vegas. My Vegas trip got canceled. I was supposed to go to Chicago. My Chicago trip got canceled. I'm like, God, you know, because we're supposed to go to Vegas for my birthday a week and a half ago. And then we were supposed to go to Chicago the beginning of April. And then we talked about coming back to Omaha. I said, we just see how everything is going, you know, later on in the year. But yeah, I'm like, travel, man. I'm definitely not leaving my quadrant. I'm staying.
Yeah, that's the thing too, man, for us. Like, last year, we traveled more than we've ever traveled, like, for jiu-jitsu and stuff, man. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to the dojo to train even for a while. So even though they opened it back up, I'm still like, I know people are super gung-ho about it, but I'm like, we keep talking about being patient, so I just got to be patient and wait and make sure everything is cool, because I'm not even worried about myself so much. You know, when you got kids, stuff, that's what you're worried about.
Yeah.
So... But I'm like, I do got a nice insurance policy just in case.
And that's crazy you said that, because I was telling one of my employees today, he was like, man, David, why we got to wear this mask? It's hot, you know, and on parts of our front, they have to wear goggles. Like, I have a mask, I have goggles, and then when I got to go through certain parts of the plant, I have, like, a big old face shield. So I got to wear all of that. And he was like, man, why we have to wear these masks? I said, man, think of it that it's not about you, because you come in contact with so many other people. Just think, if you have something going on and you don't even know, and you spread it to all these other people, man. So I'm like, man, it's about you, but then again, it's really about all of us too, bro.
Yeah, people don't get it. They don't get it.
And he was like, I guess since you put it like that, you got me feeling all bad. I was like, but it's serious. I said, because certain things, you can see if somebody's certain diseases or whatever, you can visibly see from somebody, but this, you can't. You don't know who, you know.
yep. It's like, well, and then, like, that's it. Like, you don't know who you come into contact with or how long it's staying on, like, a surface or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I have a funny story for you. I saw this on Twitter. It was a police officer who tweeted it out. He's like, he pulled somebody over, and, you know, he had his mask on when he approached the vehicle, and the driver laughed and called him a sheep because he had a mask on. And he goes, the officer goes, well, this is for not my protection, but it's for your protection and your family and whatever, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, you know, for my family at home. And he goes, well, it's what you signed up for. He goes, I didn't sign up for that. So police officer goes back to his car. He's doing whatever. He walks back up to the guy and gives him the ticket. And he goes, it's what you signed up for. And he goes, when you sign up to get a driver's license, you are saying that you will abide by the rules of the road.
Yeah.
And he's like, I, on the other hand, did not sign up to, you know, possibly take a virus home to my family.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true, man. You know, so I don't know. Hey, what you think about, Jennifer and I, we were just talking about, I know here in Ohio, they're trying to get some type of state stimulus package for workers here. I know that the governor's trying to do that too, to help a lot of these essential workers out. So,
I mean, you know, what it's weird, like, because for us, we were kind of like, we don't really need a stimulus check.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But I mean, when that $3,400 went into the bank account, though, it was like, all right, you know, whatever, it was, $3,200, I can't even remember. But it's weird. I mean, if they do it for the essential workers, man, that's cool. But then it's like, where do you draw the line and what qualifies is that?
Yeah.
And, you know, at some point, we're going to have to pay it back one way or another.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
And then, I don't really trust in the government process too much. And, you know, even with that, like, PPP stuff, and, like, I was watching some video the other day, and dude was saying, like, the Lakers qualified to get on that small business loan. And yeah, it's all. Did you see about that list? It was like 150 like corporations and stuff that were on the list.
Like,
but the Lakers were one of them. So
come on, man.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't trust the system, and you know, I'm just trying to focus on what we can do.
That's right. I hear you, man.
So
it's all good.
But yeah, man. Well, well, of course, you probably haven't seen any family or anything. I mean, but have you talked to any family or anything recently?
You know, of course, with social media, you know, we still stay in contact with through social media that way. And everybody I talk to via social media, just text messaging. They're doing good. You know, everybody's safe. We haven't back here, no, anybody on our side, you know, been affected or been hit, you know, substantially with any type of losses or any type of, like, hardship, man. So, you know, yeah, we're pretty good.
I talked to Aunt Betty last week, I think. I called her because usually we try to call each other a couple times a year or whatever. And she's doing good. You know, I texted Jane a few weeks ago, so that's why I called Aunt Betty, because she said, yeah, she'd be looking forward to your call, because they quarantined her. They're like, they don't let her go anywhere. She was like, no, guess how old I am now? I'm like, I don't know. She said 80. She 80 now.
BG, 80?
BG is 80.
Gee.
Yeah, so they were like, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was like, all right, well, yeah, I'll call her. So I called her and talked to her for about 15 minutes or so. You know, we talked about, I was like, what you gonna do without sports? And she was like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
So
crazy, man. She's a sports fanatic, man. I think that's where, just growing up, you know, when I was little, you know, she was her, man. I never seen a lady so fanatical. I mean, just like, yeah, but I'm glad she's doing it. I haven't talked to her probably since the beginning of the year, so definitely need to reach out to her then.
Yeah. Asked her how her hip was and all that. She said she was doing good, so. You know she had surgery, right?
Yeah, I knew that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so she was doing all right. Michelle was there. She said, you know, she was doing all right, I guess, but everybody's doing good. Uncle David still sending out texts almost every day.
Yeah. Hey, man. I call you Freddie Douglas.
Man. He be bugging them, man. Like, I'll text him back. He don't respond. I'm like, you just bulk texting people, but then when they respond back, you don't even acknowledge that they tweeted or texted back to you.
He used to send me like 5,000 emails a week, man. And I just start responding to him like, dude, man, you going to the spam folder, man. You send out so many emails.
I told him, because I was switching from Yahoo to Gmail. Well, I already had Gmail. I hadn't used Yahoo for a bit. And I asked him, I said, hey, can you stop sending emails to that Yahoo account? And sure enough, he was still sending them to Yahoo. I was like, hey, listen, I don't use that email anymore. Can you switch to Gmail? So then he had him going to both. And I was like, bruh, you killing me, bro. And then, like, the group text, I'm like, I don't even know who this is. Like, why? Bro. And it's be early, too, in the morning, because, you know, y'all are an hour ahead of us. Like, yeah. He'll be texting me at, like, 6 in the morning. I'm like, bro, why are you texting me at 6 in the morning?
Yeah. That's your uncle, man. I love him to death, man. I forgot DJ, he was quarantined because he worked at Sam's Club. And he had to get quarantined for 14 days. You know, so he was like, dad, man, that was the toughest 14 days. He was like, because he's so used to being out and everything. So I'd be up. This messed up my sleep pattern. The first week I was off of work, that was okay. The second week, by that third week, now I'm staying up at 4 o'clock in the morning, man.
Yeah.
DJ called me. We playing Madden at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, so, but yeah, DJ doing pretty good, man. So, I think he's back to work now.
Did he get a fever and all that stuff, or like
what? No, I don't know if they had a case at their store or whatever. But I know they were quarantined for like 14 days. So I'm guessing they must have had something there at their sales club. But he came out all right. He did.
Man, shout out to Sam. You know what, man? I will say, like, when I went the last time and I was – it was the first time that I had to wait in line because they had everybody outside. I don't know if it was because it was Saturday and it was just deep or what. But, like, we had everybody standing in line, and they had these big spray bottles and spraying down all the carts and stuff, man. So,
yeah.
Like, shout out to all the places, like, that are doing that and, like, wiping – some of them are manually doing it, like, with a towel wiping each cart down and stuff. So, that's got to be a tough job, man.
Yeah, like, here at Kroger – so they have employees at every entrance. As soon as you bring a cart in, they take it right, wipe it down right there. Jordan, you work? Yeah. Jordan works at Roosters, man. And we just moved about 6 months ago. Literally, it's like a 2-minute job for me. That was like one of the worst things it could have happened.
Trouble.
Yeah, man, but they just do takeout only.
Yep.
And they make you stay in the car. They text you when your order's ready. And then you come in that way. And as soon as you walk in, as soon as you walk out, they wipe everything down, man.
What we've been seeing lately is, like, they don't even – there's one place that we went last weekend. They had you sit in the car. And you say you call and they would bring it out to you. She was like, okay, I'm like, what car do you drive? And we told her, she's like, okay, I'm gonna come out and I'm gonna put it on your hood. I said, you gonna put it on your hood? Like, what do you mean? And she was like, she don't know what you're talking about. she said, put it on your hood. I was like, hey. No, but like, yeah, that's what they've been doing. Or, you know, some people will do the curbside where they just put it through the window for you or whatever. But yeah, man, it's crazy. I never would have thought, you know. We've eaten so much food since this has gone down, man, because we're, like, all about trying to support. It's been, like, a lot of mom-and-pop places, like, local.
Right.
We eat out every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, man. And it's like, bro, after, like, being kind of semi-healthy for training and, like, for competition – and now that I'm sitting down 14 hours a day, man, and eating all this bad food, I'm like, dude, I got to be careful, man, because it's getting close.
That's what I was worried about, man. I'm like, I worked so hard to get to where I am. I said, man, I can't be at home just sitting and eating. So I had to, like, so what I did, Amazon been my best friend. We had like 3 or 4 packages coming a day.
Dude,
Amazon,
I see that at my neighbors, man.
Like Amazon. Hey, it's when you talk about the girl putting it on the hood, like when the twins or DoorDash on our patio, we got 2 chairs. They just put the food on the chair, ring the doorbell, and leave, you know. But that was my concern. Like, man, I'm about to gain like 25 pounds, you know. So,
dude,
I ordered like some agility ladders from Amazon and some weighted jump ropes. So right here in our backyard, me and Maya, we go out and work out. Cause she's taking gym as one of her courses. So they have to do 60 minutes of activity a day, and she has to send it to her teacher.
Yeah.
So we had to do that too. So that helped me a whole lot.
See, man, I got nothing, man. Like, Aria learned how to ride a bike last year, and she's been like trying to get it down to perfect it. So like, I'll go and walk with her, like jog a little bit to keep up with her. But like, I haven't got like a real workout in, man. So I know when it's time to go back and train, I'm gonna be hurting. Like, I don't even know. It's cool though. I'm ready for it. Cause I did gain like, I'm back up to like 220, man. And I'm like, bro, I gotta pump the brakes. Cause I was down at 194, 195. So I gotta.
Man. I was like, man, I think so. I actually lost like 8 pounds during my time off. So I stepped on the scale, and I picked up like 4 pounds. Like, oh, heck no. You know, then, you know, but it's tough, man. That's the gyms here, they open up, I think, on the 26th. The gyms, they open back up here. So, but still, I said, well, Planet Fitness and 24-Hour Fitness, I know I can do this at home now. So, hey, my membership, I might go ahead and save that little $20+ a month now.
Yeah. You know? See, and I keep saying, like, I got some of those resistance bands that you put around your legs and stuff.
Yeah.
I bought some of those because I was having a knee problem. I only use them things like once, man. I got a couple dumbbells downstairs. We got a jump rope. And I'm like, I should do this. And then I'm like, I don't even feel like it.
Real.
Yeah. I need a goal. That's what it is. Like, I need a goal. I need something in front of me to like push me to do it. So like, I've never been one who could like get a good home workout in consistently. So
yeah.
I need somebody to like sit on me and like try to choke me out to make me like to make me try to like get in shape, man. Like, I don't know. So it'll come back though, man. I'm not worried about it. I feel like pretty soon I'll like, it'll be fairly quick when I drop the weight back off. So whatever.
It's cool, bro.
I'm just
all is well, man. I'm glad everything's going good here, man.
Yeah, man, for real. Shoot, we should probably go ahead and end this interview. I guess it's been a little bit. Been a little bit. So I'm gonna make sure to do like I do with all the podcasts, man. I'm gonna strip the audio and put it on Anchor, so it'll be out on all the different major platforms. And then I'm gonna put it on YouTube also.
Okay.
And I'll let you know when it's live and everything. It'll air. The interview podcast come out on Sundays at 11 Central Time. So I'll make sure to get you the link and all that. And then
okay.
I'll get you the video link too on YouTube.
Well, man,
thank you for being on, man. Anything you want to say to anybody who might be listening?
Hey, no. Hey, what Russell Simmons say? Thanks for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Yeah, thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
All right, bro. Man.
All right, man. As I end every podcast episode, smile, help someone else smile, laugh, and help someone else laugh all day, every day. Thank you again to my oldest brother, David Dewberry, for being my first family guest. I appreciate it, man. It's good to see you.
All right, man. Tell the family love him, man.
All right, man. We'll do.
All right, bro.
All right, peace out.